Eduardo Monsieur is the director of the Forest Assessment, Management and Conservation Division of the FAO at the UN. And I asked him about the importance of wild meat or hunted meat in feeding the world's growing population.
You know that humans consume wild meat in ages. Wild meat, and especially bush meat in Central Africa and other African regions, participate in the diet of the local people for centuries. So it's a habit that's difficult to change, and if it is legalized, if it is controlled, if it has more exposure, it will be much better consumed than if it is taken as an illegal activity that has to be banned and people will do it anyway. So FAO is in favor of recognizing the importance of the issue, the risks that are embedded, recognize the importance of it for the human population that is linked with the forests, and valorate their cultural habits, their traditional habits, because animals from the forest can be managed sustainably. Of course, there are species that are endangered and those that are not to be touched. There are species that are unhealthy that should not be touched, but there are a substantial proportion of population that live near or inside forests that depend on wild meat for their protein supply. Please note, this is not restricted to Africa. All continents all over the planet consume wild meat.
And so what do you see this as valuable, both for nutritional reasons and also for the preservation of culture?
Yes, because wild meat sometimes is the main, if not only, source of protein for forest-dependent people. And we have to learn more about the importance of wild meat and the drivers of wild meat consumption in order to understand the patterns that are there, model it for the future in a way that it will be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to learn more about the human-induced habitat disruptions, because they are leading to displacements. And this is a big risk for all of us. The risk to biodiversity is mostly because humans interfere on the ecosystems and use natural resources. In most of the renewable natural resources, this can be done sustainably. And this has been proved in different cases, especially on the case of wild meat, through domestication or through regulated hunting, which means that enforcing basic rules to protect, for instance, to protect the female, to protect the reproduction period, to avoid hunting young species, to avoid traps, to avoid cruel ways of hunting, and stick to more sportive ways of hunting or traditional ways of hunting that does not embed risks for the humans or for the ecosystem, for the biodiversity. I think sustainable wildlife management is evolving now. It's a relatively new practice. Some countries have done it beautifully. And Australia, I think, has excellent examples of wildlife management. And we also know some examples where things went wrong and species went to the verge of extinction for various purposes. I think animal species must be understood in their biology and their ecosystem interaction for them to be sustainably managed.
This is really, it's rethinking this idea that the best way to preserve an ecosystem is to prohibit too much activity there, which has been, I guess, a lot of the approach to conservation in the past.
The prohibition of use is one of the approaches, and maybe I think is the one that it should be the last resource when we are reaching tipping points. We don't want to go to risks of extinction.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the effort should be made for promote sustainable management, legalization, understanding, and science.
Eduardo Monsieur, who is the director of the Forest Assessment, Management and Conservation Division of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Quite a title, isn't it? That is Bush Telegraph for today, our particular look at the beef industry and meat consumption generally. My thanks to the entire team this week. The executive producer of Bush Telegraph is Rowan Reed. Producers, Belle Trump, Kathy Pryor, Monique Bowley, and Jeremy Story Carter, and technical production this week by the delightful Kerry Dell and the particular Matthew Crawford. You can find all our stories online by just putting RN Bush Telegraph into your search engine until we return at the same time on Monday for one more week to sign off for Bush Telegraph. Have a good weekend. I'll see you then. Say on RN.